From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Around the world, there is growing concern about the decision by Pakistan's General Pervez Musharraf to suspend the country's constitution. In Pakistan, street protests were met by police and many hundreds of arrests. We'll get a report from there in just a moment, and we'll talk about U.S. policy toward Pakistan in this segment. First, we turn to Washington, where President Bush is calling on the Pakistani president to give up his military uniform and hold elections as planned. Musharraf declared the state of emergency on Saturday, despite appeals from Washington. The U.S. has poured nearly $10 billion into Pakistan to help fight terrorism in recent years. It's now reviewing that aid program, but many have said it has little leverage. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on a day of major foreign policy concerns at the White House.
The political crisis in Pakistan was not the only major foreign policy challenge on President Bush's plate today. He was hosting Turkey's prime minister, who has threatened to send troops into northern Iraq to go after the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has used northern Iraq as a base to attack inside Turkey. President Bush promised the visiting Turkish prime minister that the U.S. is working with Iraqi Kurdish leaders to crack down on the group.
They're an enemy of Turkey. They're an enemy of Iraq. And they're an enemy of the United States.
He promised better intelligence sharing. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan came looking for action, not words.
Because they have declared the PKK as a terrorist organization, it is important that we fight jointly against the leaders, the murderers of this organization.
Erdogan said his parliament has already given him the mandate for a limited cross-border operation against the PKK. The U.S. has been urging Turkey to exercise restraint. On Pakistan, the Bush administration's warnings to Musharraf have so far fallen on deaf ears. Mr. Bush said he had Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice call Musharraf today to deliver a message that he should take off his military uniform and go ahead with elections.
We made it clear to the president that we would hope he wouldn't have declared the emergency powers he declared. Now that he's made that decision, our hope now is that he hurry back to elections.
The Bush administration says it is reviewing its aid to Pakistan, but it is unlikely to cut back because most of the aid has gone to counterterrorism efforts. Carl Inderfirth, the former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says despite the aid, the U.S. has little leverage with Musharraf.
He felt that he could go as far as he now has gone, which is a declaration of what is, in effect, martial law, that the U.S. would be unable to do a great deal about that. In other words, the U.S. was boxed in because of our longstanding commitment to him and the war on terrorism, which is indeed very important to us.
Another analyst, Stephen Cohen of the Brookings Institution, says the Bush administration should have put conditions on its aid to Pakistan, and he thinks it was a mistake for the U.S. to personalize diplomacy with Musharraf.
We should have distanced ourselves from him a long time ago and used our leverage to, in a sense, urge him to do what was in his best interest, that is to broaden out his political base. But I think he may have been incapable of that. I think he's a limited man in terms of his vision.
Cohen, author of the book The Idea of Pakistan, says the U.S. will have to recalibrate its aid to Pakistan now. But in the short term, he said the Bush administration has few good policy options and still a battle to wage against extremists in the nuclear-armed country. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.